Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, man. We get a chance to catch up with our Atlanta United players on a weekly basis. And you guys know Mike and I have embraced Conquer and United Conquer, and certainly we're at the games, and we'll be there Sunday as well as our United squad takes on a very talented Red Bulls team. But joining us right now, Mike, and everybody's wondering about this red card. So we get a chance to ask our man, Brad Guzan, about the red card.
Hey, Brad, welcome to the show. I know you guys are rolling down. Parky just put that picture up on Twitter. You got a youth soccer event down at Warner Robins. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great, bro. Just want to know your take on it. I know, you know, you probably watched the replay by now. Take us through that play, because obviously you missed last week, but how did that all play out, and what did you think of the call?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's you know, it's probably a red card. You know, there's no real arguing that part of it, but you know, in that moment of the game, it's a split decision. You've got basically, you know, half a second to make a decision what you're going to do. Unfortunately, I was a step too late, and I ended up taking the guy as opposed to the ball. So, you know, unfortunately, as you mentioned, I missed last week. The guys were great in Orlando, got a great result, and you know, we're looking to carry that momentum into Sunday.
Brad, if there was a silver lining, at least you didn't have to stand in net with those mutants behind you in Orlando City.
For sure. Yeah, it was a crazy atmosphere down there, but you know, the guys were, like I said, the guys were great, and it was a huge result for us.
Hey, is Parkhurst with you, by the way? He's in the car?
Yeah, he's boring me. He's there. He can hear you guys.
Just punch him in the arm.
Well, here's...
I know, right? And Sal's here, too. We're just enjoying a nice drive down the highway.
All right, what's up, fellas? It's good to have you guys on. Parkhurst, this question is for you, Brad, but I want, you know, Parkhurst to hear this, because we've been talking to a variety of guys, and they've been telling us part of the reason why you guys have been so good defensively is because Parkhurst and his communication. You're involved in that as well. Tell us what's going on with the communication and why that's so important.
Yeah, I mean, well, let's straighten things out. It's definitely not because of Parkhurst, all right? we need to stop giving him all that credit. No, I mean, like you mentioned, the communication is a huge part of it. You know, we have a pretty good understanding of the strengths and the weaknesses of the guys around us. And as I've said before, right, these guys in front of me do a great job of limiting the strikers that we go up against week in and week out. And it makes my job easier. And part of that is reading the game and having that communication. If you're able to put out dangerous situations before they become a problem, you know, that makes things a lot easier. And having guys like Parky be able to do that, it makes my life a little bit easier on a match day.
I don't think it's a coincidence. You know, he missed Sunday, and defensively, I thought we got on fine. So.
I agree with you, Parkhurst.
Captain Michael Parkhurst right there giving his two cents worth. Yeah, him and LGP made Brad basically irrelevant.
Yeah.
As they join us live on the WageFord.com hotline en route to a soccer clinic on the south
Parkhurst
part of town.
Is like, give me that phone.
Get in there. Hey, man, the thing about Red Bull, man, how much tape do you look at? Because I know they've got a guy that's one of the better scorers in the league. How much prep goes into, like, film work as you get ready for these guys Sunday night?
Yeah, I mean, no more than usual. You know, we'll look at some film. We'll look at some video, you know, how they like to play, formation, all that sort of stuff. But at the end of the day, it's about making plays. And as you mentioned, someone like Bradley Wright Phillips, who's a known goal scorer, he can punish you from anywhere in and around the box. So it's going to be important we keep an eye on him on Sunday night. But, you know, we've always felt confident playing at Mercedes-Benz, and we know that when teams come there, come here to play us, that they're in for a difficult night, and Sunday night's going to be no different.
Brad, do you care 3-5-2, 4-3-3? I know we've gone back and forth with the success we've had in different formations this year. Does that stuff matter to you guys as far as the attack and how, you know, Tata plans to go into matches?
No, I mean, at the end of the day, right, it's 11v11 unless I'm getting sent off. But, you know, it's 11v11, and, you like I said, you've got to make plays. And so the formation, it gives you an idea of how you want to play and how you want to go about the game. But with the attacking players that we have, we know that as a defensive unit, that if we do our job for most of the 90 minutes, that we're going to give our attacking players that ability, that opportunity to go and win us the game. And that happens more often than not. And so at the end of the day, it like you mentioned, a 3-4-3, 3-5-2, however you want to call it, you know, we've got the pieces in place to be able to go from one formation to the other without missing a beat, and that at the same time we're able to punish teams and put the ball in the back of the net.
It is our man, Brad Guzan, from the U.S. Men's National Team, obviously goalkeeper for United here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, we've got a big article in the New York Times, and Darren Eales gets a big write-up, and the fans get a big write-up. I think the NYCFC felt like a playoff game. I thought we're better than Sporting KFC, the way I call them. After you got sent off, we were able to control the flow even though we lost. Brad, do you feel you're the best team in MLS?
We feel that we're up there. You know, we know that on any given day we can compete with any team in this league, that we can win any game in this league. We know that. And for us, it's about trying now to be consistent. It's about trying to put performances together week in and week out that allows us to move forward and build on the success that we've had, you know, early this season. So, you know, it's down to consistency. We know that part's not easy, and that's what we're striving to do. We're trying to be a team that every time we step on the field, every week we're out there, that we're going to put together a performance that we can be proud of and ultimately gets us a good result.
All right, I got to ask this to the entire group in the car that's headed down to Warner Robins Air Force Base for a youth soccer clinic. How do you coach these kids up? I mean, is it Parkey going, get back in line and kick the ball again? How do you coach these kids?
He's always yelling. He's always yelling, you know. We're just going down there for a good time, have some fun, interact with the kids. Yeah, we're really excited, but I know I gotta keep him in line. He's always yelling. And
hopefully there's some goalkeepers amongst these kids, because Brad can't coach field players.
Yeah, man.
I'm just there for the entertainment value. Yeah.
He's just going to show the kids off those big oven mitts that the goalkeepers get to wear.
Exactly.
Hey, man, the language thing. I know we've asked you about this before, but it's funny reading the article today in the New York Times. I mean, everybody, it just seems like, does everyone appreciate just how cool the vibe is right now? Or I would imagine nobody's taking it for granted, especially all the guys that have been around soccer for much of their career.
Yeah, I mean, we know at the moment that we're in a good place, right? But it's a long season, and there's a lot of games to be played still. We're not getting overly excited. We feel good. We feel good in training throughout the week leading up to games. And ultimately, when we step across that white line, it feels natural, and that's the most important thing, right? We want to make sure that what we're doing isn't something that's fabricated or fake. We want to make sure that when we're out there, we're going about our business in a professional manner and making sure that after 90 minutes, we're hopefully getting 3 points.
What do you think of Miles Robinson and his play? Young kid coming in, playing well so far for you guys.
Yeah, and Miles has been great. You know, it's obviously year two for him, and I think he's made great strides in terms of, you know, in individual performances, but also understanding how we want to play as a group and as a team, and being able to slot right in and without us missing a beat. And so that's a credit to him and all the guys, really. I mean, we've got all the confidence in the world in anybody that puts on the field in terms of stepping on the field and getting the job done for us.
And that's the thing, is Brad Guzan and a bunch of guys from United on their way to the South Side join us here live in the car. And Sal Zizzo, everybody else, Lorena would say hi to everybody for us. But how about the attitude? I mean, like Vijalba, you know, he's coming off the bench. It seems like everybody's got their head in the right spot because we have a wealth of talent that not everybody can be on the pitch.
Yeah, and that's important, right? I mean, we create this atmosphere, this environment where there's competition for places on the field. And when you have that, it gets the best out of everybody. Whether you're playing for 90 minutes, you're coming on and you're only playing 15, 20 minutes, you know, you want to get the best out of everybody at all times. And I think when you've got guys pushing each other in practice, ultimately it's going to make the team better.
Brad, all right, take us behind the scenes real quick before we let you go. You get the red card. Where did you watch the rest of the game? Where did you go? What did you do?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I can tell you everything that I did afterwards, but
come on, man.
Obviously, I was a bit frustrated that I had let my teammates down and let the team down. But I think I ended up watching the second half with the guys that weren't in the 18 that day,
right?
In one of the boxes upstairs, but. You know, it was a frustrating rest of the game for me, as it was for the guys on the field, just because, you know, when you're playing down a man against a good team, it's never easy. So, you know, you feel like you let those guys down, you feel frustrated, but at the same time, you know, I was proud of the way they carried on and put in a great effort.
He was booking his vacation for last weekend. That's what he was
doing. It's the Goose.
It was Mother's Day. Oh, it was Mother's Day.
It's Goose and Parky. It's like Rick and Morty, but it's Goose and Parky. Hey, man, well, we love getting the insight, man. Best of luck against the Red Bulls, and all of Atlanta will be watching, guys. Be safe on the road.
Oh, I appreciate it, guys.
All right, man, we'll holler at you. Be safe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.